It's 8:48. Yes, we are on standard time. We're off the daylight time now, so it's 8:48. Joining us in the studio now is the mayor of Denison, Jeffrey Flotten. Jeff, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good to be here.
We appreciate that. You're up for re-election this year, and it looks like the odds are pretty good in your favor since you're running unopposed.
That's right.
Now, how many terms? Have you done one term so far?
Actually, I was elected almost 4 years ago, so I've this is two terms so far.
Okay. It's every 2 years?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years. All right. Now, Denison, not too far away. I'm not really familiar with their government. Do you have a city council that you preside over?
Well, it's the mayor and then the council. So it's five people, including myself. So.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the issues. You were in the news, I guess it's been a couple of years ago now. There were some issues with the water and the infrastructure, and the then Lieutenant Governor, Tina Smith, paid you a visit. And tell us what the nature of that was and how it all turned out.
Well, when I was first elected, I found out that we had to replace our lift station, and it was rather a costly situation for the city. So that's when I started the quest to get funding for that, and I was able to secure $726,000 for the lift station and also improvements in our infrastructure in town. So we're going to break ground the end of November for the lift station, and that's going to be about $250,000 with the engineering costs and the construction costs. And we're going to be proceeding with work next spring on a phosphorus reduction system at our sewer ponds. And the state of Minnesota, in order to get our wastewater permit, we have to do those things. So,
now, let's talk about some of the challenges in the 21st century that, as far as funding goes, that small towns like Denison have right now. My guess is there's probably mandates coming from the state and federal governments that have on just about everything, it seems like. How is the funding? Have you seen it changed a lot in your lifetime? Is it my imagination that things used to be a little different?
Well, it seems to be the work that is involved is a lot more expensive, and the regulations that we have to deal with seems to be more burdensome for the communities. Like I said, the phosphorus reduction system, we can't even get our wastewater permit until we address that issue, and that's going to be a rather expensive issue that we have to deal with. So that's going to be over $100,000 just to do that. I think the farmers can talk about in the last few years, the Dane administration wanted to address the water runoff in the streams. So you have the buffer rule, I think. I think that's what they call it. There's a priority in the state to deal with phosphorus and some of the runoff from farms and communities.
Are they providing some funding relief for that? You mentioned you got a pretty nice grant before.
Yeah, it was we got the it's grant money, so it's $726,000, so they'll go a long ways to addressing some of the issues that we have. There's other communities across the state that are dealing with the same thing, and we're fortunate to get that funding. Otherwise, it would be, higher fees that would be imposed on the citizens, and we'd probably have to borrow quite a bit of that money if we didn't receive that funding 2 years ago.
Even with that funding, do you still, is there bonding that you have to do for this, or?
No, it's...
That'll take care of 100% of it?
Well, the lift station and some of the improvements that we're making at the sewer ponds that we have, it will be covered through that bonding money. It essentially was a 100% grant that was issued through the Public Facilities Authority, mm-hmm. the state of Minnesota. And so it's been a long process. Like I said, almost 4 years since I started that quest to get the lift station replaced. So mm-hmm. it's like I said, we're through my work and through the people that represent my community, we were able to get that done. It was nice that the lieutenant governor came to our community and at that time pledged that that their office, the governor's office, would mm-hmm. work with our city to help secure that funding. So I've mentioned before in the papers and the media that I appreciate the governor's office and the lieutenant governor coming to Denison to talk about the issue at that time. So,
you know, you'll get this taken care of within the next year. You know, you're working on those pretty soon. Is there another big thing kind of looming out there for the residents of Denison?
Well, I've mentioned to people that we're growing slowly. We've two new housing starts in town. We've one business that's expanding. So it's slow growth. That's kind of, you know, in a town of about 190, it's a challenge to keep your taxes low and also provide all the services that every town expects. You know, mm-hmm. you expect to have clean water and safe water, and you expect to, when you flush your toilet, you expect that waste to go somewhere other than staying in your house. And,
absolutely.
So we do everything that the city of Northfield does as far as testing our water and sending samples to be tested. And that we have an operator now that when I started, we were kind of in the process of finding somebody to do some of these tests and submit the paperwork to the state that is required. So we have somebody now that has his license, and that's helpful too. So we've made progress in many areas.
All right. Once again, the mayor of Denison, Minnesota, Jeff Lawton, is with us, and we're talking about some of the things that are going on there. You have tomorrow, of course, is election day, mm-hmm. so you'll be on the ballot. We mentioned both at the top of the show. You're unopposed this year. Are there any other elections going on in Denison? Are you deciding anything else on the local level?
We have two council spots that mm-hmm. are up. So the two people that aren't filing again, so we mm-hmm. but the challengers, well, there's two people that have filed to fill those spots, so mm-hmm. but they won't have challengers. The people can write in if they want a person if they feel that strongly about it. That's how I became mayor 4 years ago. I was a write-in candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the ballot, but it's a lot easier to be on the ballot because if you're a write-in candidate, you basically have to spell that person's name with perfection.
And, yeah.
There can't be any doubt that person that you're writing in the on that ballot is that person. So
you better get business cards printed up with proper spelling. Take this with you.
But I'm not sure I want to go through that again.
But, yeah. I wouldn't blame you.
But it should be interesting. Some of the races in the state of Minnesota, the mm-hmm. governor's race, I think is going to be tight. So close, I believe, and nationally, I think there's going to be lots of close races. So
yeah, that's it's going to be, I'm sure, a day of surprises tomorrow and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody can predict what might happen with any type of certainty at all. A couple of races maybe, but across the board should be very interesting. Anything else going on in Denison or anything else coming up that you'd like to mention while we have you on here?
Well, I thought this would be a good time to come in and talk about, you know, my community, since we're moving forward mm-hmm. with some improvements. And I thought, being that at one time when I knew Lieutenant Governor, she was just Lieutenant Governor, that she's running for United States Senate, it's kind of interesting that she is in a position to, you know, be elected to that spot. Because mm-hmm. I guess you never know what's going to happen down the road. If you could become a mayor and maybe someday run for a higher office, or or lieutenant governor run for mm-hmm. United States Senate. So it's, you just never know, I guess.
Nice to have friends in high places.
Well, I still know these people, and I should say many years ago I ran for state representative, and at that uh-huh. time Tim Walz was running for Congress. So mm-hmm. not to name names, but I think I've known Tim for a while too. So it's kind of interesting that he's now running for governor.
Wow. Yeah, it's a small world. It turns out to be, especially the political world can be very small.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck to you, not only in the election, but running Denison in the future. We certainly appreciate you stopping by, and we'll keep in touch.
Appreciate it.
All right. Jeffrey Flotten, once again, the mayor of Denison, Minnesota.